In his new photographic exhibit, Running the Numbers, Seattle-based artist Chris Jordan focuses on contemporary American culture's penchant for accumulation and discard. Each intricately detailed and astounding image, assembled from thousands of smaller photographs, portrays a specific quantity of a particular object, 15 million sheets of office paper, demonstrating 5 minutes of U.S. paper use, 1.14 million paper bags, the number used in our country every hour, and so on. Images representing these quantities have a different and more lasting effect than the raw numbers alone, bypassing the numbing effects of facts and figures and giving viewers a visceral sense of the dizzying enormity and wastefulness of our society. Chris Jordan is an internationally recognized photographic artist whose works have been widely exhibited in the U.S. and Europe. He recently received the United Nations Green Leaf Award at the Nobel Peace Center in Oslo, Norway. Chris Jordan is based in Seattle. He lives there with his wife and child. He's our guest today in the studio here at Nonfiction and at WBAI. Chris Jordan, welcome to Nonfiction and to WBAI.
Thanks, Harry. It's good to be here.
Of what does this exhibition consist?
Well, I've produced this series of very large photographic images that depict the actual quantities of the things we consume. So a typical example of one of the images in the exhibit is a picture of 426,000 cell phones, which is the number of cell phones that are retired in the United States every day. And the picture is 5 by 8 feet in size.
So when one sees this image, what they actually will see are?
Well, from a distance, when you stand back, it just looks like kind of a fuzzy texture. But then as you walk closer, you see that it's this insane number of cell phones. And when you walk all the way up and look very closely, you can actually read the keypads on the individual tiny little cell phones.
So there are 8 images in this exhibit, and they all are photographs of these massive numbers of things that generate this kind of pattern or image from a distance, as things would, as anything would. If you saw, the picture of the Earth from space, there's a image there that looks different when you're right up on it, when you're right up on the Earth, or if you saw crowds of people, they look different than when you get close to them. But these are of particular quantities related to statistics that you're exploring.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm really interested in, is trying to depict these statistics. Because every day we read statistics in books or magazines or we see them on TV or whatever, where people are talking about 210 billion plastic bottles that we use every year, or 100 million of this or 20 million of that. And those kind of numbers, at least in my own experience, it's really hard to relate to numbers of that size. Like 130 million cell phones a year are thrown out. And, it could be 130 million, could be 130 billion, could be 130 trillion. It doesn't really matter. Those numbers are so huge, we can't relate to them. And so what I'm interested in doing is making images that show the actual quantity, so that we can perceive them in a way that you can actually feel or relate to somehow.
Why are you compelled by this? Why are you doing this kind of work?
Well, there's all this evidence out there that the cumulative effects of our hundreds of millions of individual consumer choices are adding up to something that's destructive to the environment and also to our culture and maybe even to our individual spirits. And we seem to be having a lot of trouble changing our behavior about it. We're almost like a nation of alcoholics. We all know we're alcoholics, but we're still drinking. And so I'm interested in trying to figure out what it is that might motivate people to change. If the only way we can relate to the negative side of our consumerism is through these statistics, and if you can't feel those, then it's really hard to find the motivation. And so what I'm hoping with my work is that it can help people, including my own self, relate to the cumulative effects of our consumption in a deeper way, and maybe in a way that we can feel at a level that we can actually find the motivation to be different in the future.
So this is not just an aesthetic pursuit for you. There's actually a political context, or there's political content to this for you.
Yeah, very much so. And it's a line that I walk, because if, you know, I don't want my work to be only aesthetic, but then I also don't want it to be only political, because, you know, a lot of times people who have a political motivation in their work tend to be a little too one-dimensional about it. You know, they can wag their finger at you and be preachy in a way that doesn't get anybody anywhere. And so I try to step back a little bit, and just offer up the information, like that we use 2 million plastic bottles every 5 minutes in the United States. And what does that mean? And like I sort of leave it up to the viewer to decide if that's a bad thing. But I just show 2 million plastic bottles in one gigantic photograph that you stand in front of, and it's kind of shocking.
Now, you say one-dimensional. Are these photographs or are these graphs?
Well, yeah. What I mean by that is they're not really photographs in the traditional sense, where I went with a camera and I took a picture of 2 million plastic bottles, because there's nowhere in the world you can go and find that many, or 2 million prison uniforms, which is another thing. I have this one image that's it's actually an enormous print. It's 10 feet high by 25 feet wide, and it depicts 2.3 million prison uniforms all folded and stacked like a gigantic laundry pile. And what that represents is the number of people who were incarcerated in the United States in 2005. And the number is still the same now. And it turns out we have the largest prison population of any country on earth, measured both in terms of the actual number. There's no other country, even China or India, which have way higher populations than we do. There's no other country that has 2.3 million people in jail. And we also have the largest percentage of our population in jail of any country on earth. And that's a number that, to me, is, it represents a very deep failing on our society.
But what I was asking you is, are these photographs or graphs? And you say yes.
Yeah, well, so there's nowhere in the world you can go and take a picture of 2.3 million prison uniforms. But I wanted to represent that. And so what I do with each one of these, and the prison uniforms is just an example, is I get a much smaller quantity of that thing. I only got 50 prison uniforms from a place in Hollywood that has costumes for movies. So I rented 50 prison costumes, and I took a picture of them, and then I folded them into a different pile and took another picture of them, and I folded them into another different pile and took another picture. And when I had a few hundred of those, then I started assembling them all together in Photoshop. And, you know, as I do it, I keep track of how many I've put together. And after a couple weeks of pretty obsessive work in front of my computer, I have this gigantic digital image that is made up of hundreds of thousands of much smaller photographs that all add up to this gigantic looking photograph.
We're speaking with Chris Jordan. Chris Jordan's show, Running the Numbers, is now at the Von Lintel Gallery here in New York. That's at 555 West 25th Street. The number for the Von Lintel Gallery is 212-242-0599. And you can also go to Von Lintel, that's VonLintel.com, VonLintel.com. And Chris Jordan's work is extremely unusual and beautiful and captivating and odd. What he does is he takes a given statistic. And that's the beginning of the work is where? When you start a work like, for example, prison uniforms, which is in your show, and it's a massive piece consisting of 6 panels, 10 feet high, each about 4 feet wide.
Yep.
And what they depict are 2.3 million orange prison uniforms, a number corresponding to the number of Americans incarcerated that were residing in U.S. prisons in the year 2004. And to give this statistic, and to give this statistic some weight, you depicted, through a process you just described, 2.3 million uniforms folded, you know, in I guess, massive piles is what you'd call it. And the viewer has to contemplate all this. It's not just words on a page any longer. It's now an image that they have to then think of in terms of the massive size of this image. And when I first saw this work, and it's on your website, some of these pieces, and more of them, in fact, some of the pieces that aren't in your exhibit are on your website, and that's at chrisjordan.com.
Yeah.
When I first saw this work, my thought was, well, is this simply a guy who, you know, like gets some pictures and then just presses, you know, paste over and over and over and over on his computer, you know, and puts it together? But what's interesting is there's assemblage here. There's painting here. I mean, it's not painting with a brush, but it's digital painting. It seems very labor-intensive, actually, making these images. You speak about having the prison uniforms, 50 of them, and you have to fold them and put them in a pile, then rearrange it again so that when you put these composite images together, it's not just the repetition of one image, but there's some difference in texture throughout the painting, or painting, I'm calling it, throughout the photograph. It's not even a photograph, actually. It's what is it?
Well, that's a good question. I was sitting over dinner last night trying to come up with a term for what these are. They're definitely not photographs by any traditional definition of that term.
Because as you said, there's nowhere you can go and photograph 2.3 million folded prison orange jumpsuits.
Right. Well, another image I'm working on right now that is going to go even further away from being a straight photograph is. I hit on the statistic. I heard the other day a statistic that hit me harder than any of the previous statistics that I've been working with on this project, and that is that we have 9 million children in the United States under 18 years or under who have no health insurance coverage right now. And so as soon as I hear a statistic like that, I go, okay, I've got to do a piece about that. That's too profound for me to not face up to and do a piece about. And so I start thinking, like, how can I depict? I got to depict 9 million of something. And this particular one, I want it to relate to children somehow, because this is 9 million of our kids. And so I just start kind of thinking about it, and I talk with my wife about it, and I bounce the idea off my friends. And pretty soon I came up with the idea of depicting 9 million of those square alphabet blocks, you know, those little cubic wooden blocks.
Sure.
That have ABCs
on
them.
Et cetera. Right.
Yeah. So I bought a set of blocks on eBay, and I'm going to scan them all. And I figured out that if they're really, really tiny, like only a 16th of an inch in size each, then I can fit 500,000 of them on a 5 foot square panel. And if I make 5 foot square panels, that means I need 18 5 foot square panels of 500,000 blocks each to show 9 million. So that's going to be 15 feet high by 30 feet wide. It's going to be these giant blocks. And I'm thinking what I'll do with that one is use all the little tiny blocks to make a mosaic of bigger blocks. So when you stand way back from the piece, you're going to see 18 children's blocks. And when you walk up, you realize that each one of those blocks is made out of 500,000 much smaller ones. So that's kind of how the process of these goes. And it takes me, the quickest one I've done probably took me a week, and the slowest one took me, I don't know, a couple months maybe, of just painstaking work, mostly in front of my computer screen.
Some of the pieces in Chris Jordan's show, he's talked about the piece Plastic Bottles, which depicts 2 million plastic beverage bottles. And when you see the image, it's almost as though you're standing over a massive landfill, a landfill bigger than one anyone has ever seen, filled completely with plastic bottles extending into the horizon. And this 2 million sum is the number used every 5 minutes in the United States, 2 million plastic bottles that don't get kept in people's houses and, you know, as a items of affection, but are tossed and then eventually end up in our rivers, our streams, our sewers, our landfills, et cetera, et cetera. You spoke about the piece Cell Phones, which depicts 426,000 cell phones in a 60 by 110 inch image. And these are equal to the number of cell phones that are retired, that are disposed of or just forgotten about or not used anymore every day in the United States. A very interesting piece, Paper Bags, which depicts 1.14 million brown paper supermarket bags, which are the number that are used in the U.S. every hour. There's so many ideas running through your work. One idea is that by depicting utter reality, you then create a fantastical image that you take 2.3 million uniforms, which is an utter fact and reality about U.S. life, and then out of it comes this fantasy, the fantasy of 2.3 million uniforms, or your incredible fantasy, your piece Jet Trails, which shows 11,000 jet trails, equal to the number of commercial flights in the U.S. every single hour. And what we see from a distance is a kind of blue field. This image is 60 by 96 inches, and it's that's 5 feet by
5 by 8 feet.
Better with your math than I am. It's a sky blue image occluded by these wisps of what looks like cotton or angel hair. So it's from a distance, it's soft and it's kind of it's seductive and kind of warm almost in a way. But when you get close to it, what you see are jets, like as you'd see if you were looking up in the sky, airplane jets streaking across the sky, leaving behind these contrail patterns, and they're literally thousands of them, 11,000 of them. And so there's one way that the image appears from a distance. There's another way it looks when you get close up. And then there's the whole meaning and the whole image itself. There's nowhere in the world you're going to see 11,000 jets streaking through the sky at once. But you will if you look at the United States in a single day, or I should say in a single hour, and see what's crossing our skies and what's in our skies. So there's this fantastical quality that comes out of the reality. And that's, I guess, what you're ultimately depicting, this fantasy to bring people into the reality.
Well, it's really interesting because in our daily lives, all we get to see is the stuff right around us. We get to see our own consumption, our own behavior, and the behavior of the people in our family or the people we work with or the people right around us. But what we don't get to see is the cumulative effects of hundreds of millions of people all buying iPods or all drinking bottled water or all using oil or whatever thing. And when you can actually visually see the cumulative totals, then it's like standing in front of the Grand Canyon. It's just this absolutely staggering experience. And the only other way that we have of relating to those kind of numbers or being in the presence of those kind of numbers is through statistics. And to me, statistics never have that staggering feeling to them. And so, for example, to hear that there in 2005, there were 29,569 deaths in the United States that were caused by guns, that were gun-related deaths. That's basically 30,000 people died from guns in the United States, and that's a statistic that's been going on for decades, pretty much the same number every year. And we hear a number like that, and it sounds like a big number, but it's just a number. And so that's one of my pieces in the show.
Handguns, it's called.
Yeah, what I did with that one, I couldn't get a hold of a handgun. I tried going to police stations and various places, and I wanted to take a picture of a handgun, or ideally a whole bunch of handguns, and create an image, but I couldn't get a gun. And so I downloaded a picture of one gun from the internet. It was a Glock, 9mm. And then I just, in Photoshop, I just duplicated it over and over and over until I had 29,569 of them. And it was kind of an ironic experience making that image, because very shortly after I finished it, the Virginia Tech killing happened, and that's the kind of gun that the guy used in that, in his rampage.
I notice you don't use people in your images.
Well, there aren't people depicted directly, but they're all about our society and the cumulative behaviors that we all engage in. So they're kind of all, it's interesting because I call this series an American self-portrait. and there aren't any pictures of people in there, but I sort of think of it as being a portrait of all of us.
It's weird. It's almost like the America the aliens would find if they arrived here after we'd gone or something like that.
Yeah, it's an interesting way to look at it.
Chris Jordan's Running the Numbers is now showing at the Von Lintel Gallery. That's at 555 West 25th Street. 555 West 25th Street. The number for the Von Lintel Gallery is 212-242-0599. That's 242-0599 in the 212 area code. And you can also go to vonlintel.com for more information, or you can go to chrisjordan.com. You know, one way that your work has gotten a lot of attention is through the internet. And I just want to ask you about that briefly. The net has become a way that artists work. Artists are working through the net, and the net is a subject, but the net is also a way that artists are communicating increasingly with their audiences. And that's been very much the case with your work.
Yeah, it's been really astonishing how many people have seen my work on my website and have basically all I do nowadays is respond to emails from all over the world. And it's really something because my work has gone around the internet like one of those jokes, you know, like the dumb joke of the day or the, you know, dude, you got to check out this video, you know, those kind of emails right. That go around.
It's gone viral.
Yeah. And it's been amazing because I've gotten emails from people in Australia, in China, and really all over the world who have seen my work. And a couple months ago, the bandwidth of my website went so far over the amount that I'm allotted for my, you know, my monthly bandwidth that I got an extra bill of more than $2,000 in additional bandwidth. And I had to call up my internet hosting thing and do a totally different bandwidth program.
I'm wondering if the people from other countries who see this critique of American society have a different take on it than Americans do. Do you notice any of that yet, or what is your feeling on that?
Well, my experience of it is that people, I guess, people think of America as being the worst consumer society. You know, we do the most consuming per capita of any country on earth.
I think the statistic that got me was the one that said, if the rest of the world consumed and disposed at the rate Americans do, we would need 8 Earths.
And those would all be gone really soon. But the thing is that other people, especially people in Europe and in China and even in Australia, they're not that far behind us. And our consumer culture is spreading around the world really fast. And so people look at my work and they still do relate to it. They don't just think, oh, that's all going on in America, but I'm not doing any of that stuff. They see it as being like this wave that's slowly spreading around the world. And, you know, it's the saddest thing. Of all of the great things that are going on in our country, the brilliant medicine, that, you know, the medical technology we have going that we could be spreading all over the world, or, you know, the other aspects of our culture, isn't it sad that it's our consumerism that is the thing that we're globalizing with?
That and war.
Yeah, those are the two offerings we have to the world right now.
Chris Jordan's work, again, is at the Von Lintel Gallery, and you can also see it on chrisjordan.com, his website. You can look at the works that are in the show and some others that are not actually showing in the show that are... it's all really compelling. I really urge my listeners to go see Chris Jordan's show at the Von Lintel Gallery. It's at 555 West 25th Street. You'll be utterly astounded by what you see, and it'll leave you with much food for thought. Chris Jordan, thanks for being our guest today on Nonfiction and at WBAI.
Thanks, Harry. It's been a pleasure.